church say amen? Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal God, our Father, we come at this time in the humblest manner that we know how. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, for this day and for all of your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this hour and for this opportunity that you've given us that we might be used by thee. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to have its way in us and through us and just use us for your glory, that someone who does not know you as the pardon for sin might receive you this day into their heart. Bless us now, Lord, as we worship you, as we trust in you. Use us now for your glory. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray, and for his sake, let every heart say amen. To Pastor Minor, we give thanks for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come and to share a word with you, with the congregation in your stead this day. We have been getting some great preaching from our pastor, and so it's a blessing to have this opportunity to my co-ministers in the gospel, to all of the officers, members, and friends, to my nephew who's here today worshiping with us. I'm glad to have him. And I'm going to call your attention this morning to a very familiar passage of scripture found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Beginning at verse number 28, 29, and 30. When you have it, just say amen. Amen. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Just got a very simple message for you this morning. And that message is taken from the 28th verse. The thought is, just come. Just come. You don't have to make a big deal about it. You don't have to jump over the pews and shout and run all up and down the aisles. Just come. Just come. This particular passage of scripture, Matthew 11:28, is perhaps one of the most read passages of scripture in the Gospels. It's visited by everybody now and then. they stand in need, when they're going through something and they need a word from the Lord. This passage always comes to the forefront, to our minds. Because it's an invitation from God. God is saying to us, just come. Many weary travelers have pulled over here and found out that it's a place where they can receive rest. Not physical rest, but spiritual rest. And the light is always on. You don't have to worry about the doors being open or the bills being paid. The light and the invitation is always available.
Amen.
I stopped at this verse about 43 years ago. My life was a mess. Weary, worn, and all out of whack. And I don't mind telling you this morning, I'm going to mess with one of the songs that Sister Link sings often. And it's part of my testimony. I almost let go. I felt like I couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. I don't mind telling you that I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it. The devil had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. And he held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. And I don't mind telling you that I'm alive today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of his grace. I tell you, he kept me. Yes, God kept me. So I wouldn't let go. And so I come to tell you, I stopped by that verse one day and I was looking for one thing, but I found something else. You see, I was drained. I was physically exhausted, spiritually exhausted. I was worn and weary. But I stopped by and I found rest. God gave me rest. And it wasn't just an overnight stay, but God gave me eternal rest. All the things that were burdened me down. I found out that there's therefore no more condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And the burden that I was bearing, all the weight that I was carrying, was lifted from my soul. And all I had to do was surrender. You see, that invitation to come is an imperative. It's a must. It's crucial. If you want to see Jesus one day, you got to come. You got to stop trying to make it on your own and allow the Lord to do what he's already done for you, which is to die in your place. This invitation to come is vitally important.
Yes, it is.
It will make all the difference in your life. You see, I tried so many ways to make it on my own, but I simply couldn't do it on my own, and I wound up messed up. And the Lord placed on my heart to share my testimony this afternoon so that if there's someone here who may be going through something that you can't see your way through, God says, come, just come. This invitation to come again is an invitation to surrender your life to the Lord. You just simply have to come. You have to allow your will to give way to God's will. God knows what you're going through. And I'm a living testimony that he's able to change you. He's able to make a difference in your life if you will just allow him to come into your life. This invitation is a matter of life and death, and is of great consequence. Because you have this opportunity today to receive the gospel message, this may be the only time that God may allow you to hear his word. Tomorrow's not promised for any of us. And so we tell you right now, just come. Surrender your life unto the Lord. God loves you. And he cares for you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So just come. Just come and surrender your life to the Lord. And I know we all dressed up here tonight. We got on our Sunday go-to-meeting clothes on, and we're looking good on the outside. But you don't have to tell me that just because you're looking good on the outside, that all is well on the inside. You see, I've been there. I know what life is all about. I know how sometimes Satan and life can just wear us down to the point where we almost feel like giving up. But as long as you got life, God is giving you an opportunity to come. And so he says, come unto me. Now, that's the first point that you need to underscore in this text. Don't just come there or go to anybody. You know, you can't share everything that's going on in your life with everybody. Sometimes you can't even share with family and friends, but Jesus says, come to me. I already know your story, but just come. Surrender your life. Tell me about your problems. Tell me about your troubles. And say again, I know that God knows what you're going through for, because the Bible says that man born of a woman is but a few days old and full of trouble. And trouble is the common denominator in all of our lives. It comes in all kind of forms. It comes in sickness. It comes in depression. It comes in loneliness. But God knows what you're going through. And his invitation to you stands right now. Come to me. Be sure when you stop at this verse that you check Jesus out. He's the sole owner and proprietor of this rest stop. If you call on Jesus, you can get a special rate. It won't cost you anything. And you'll have eternal life. You'll be able to rest and have God's peace for the rest of your life. Won't cost you a dime if you just call on Jesus. Make sure you see him. Check in with Jesus. Matthew portrays Jesus as the Messiah, the one whom God would send into the world to save us from our sins. This proprietor is not only the Messiah, but he's also King of Kings. He's Lord, and he wants to be Lord in your life. He is the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Son of David, Emmanuel, which is by interpretation, God is with us. If you've been looking for the Lord all of your life, I come to tell you that he's here right now. And all you need to do is just come. Just come and he will meet you where you are. He met me that same day on that road. I was weary, and in those days, it wasn't good for me to be on the road by myself. I'm glad I came back then, because I wouldn't want to be on the road today where they've legalized marijuana and alcohol is flowing free. We saw a situation just a week ago where 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a woman driving drunk killed 2 children. It's a mess out here, and people have all kind of problems that they're going through, and God is able to deliver you from all of your troubles. But you got to come. You got to surrender your life to Jesus. You got to give up trying to make it on your own and allow the Lord to be Lord of your life. He wants to be Lord in your life. He wants to sit on the throne of your heart. You see, when I was out there in the world and I was messing up, I was sitting on the throne myself. I was making all my decisions, and I was messing up. My life was all out of whack. It was going in all kind of directions. And the minute that I got off the throne and allowed the Lord to come in and to be Lord of my life, everything began to come into focus. And the Lord will do the same thing for you if you let him. The Bible says that if We believe in our heart that the Lord Jesus died for us and that God raised him from the dead. We can be saved. It's that simple. He will deliver us from whatever it is that we're going through. But you got to come. You got to give up and let go and let God have his way in your life. And he wants to save you. How do I know he wants to save you? Because the record says that he wants to save you. The Bible declares that he came down through 42 generations just to share with us redemption story. He came to redeem us from the messed up lives that we're living right now. He came down through 42 generations. He went about doing good for 33 long years. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He went around restoring those to full health who had various diseases. He demonstrated his power to perform miracles. He calmed the raging sea. He spoke peace to the storm. He wouldn't stop doing good. People thronged him. He healed a woman who had been sick for 12 long years, who had an issue of blood. And she realized that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. For all the good that Jesus did, one day he was betrayed in the garden. For all the many miracles that he had performed, for all the lives that he had changed, they led him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They called him everything but a child of God. The Bible says that some of the governor's soldiers took him into their headquarters and called out the entire regiment. They stripped him of his clothes, put a scarlet robe on him. They wove thorn bushes into a crown and put it on his head. They put a reed stick in his right hand as a scepter. And then they knelt before him and mockingly hailed him as King of the Jews. I want to tell you that it stopped there, but it didn't stop there. They spit on him. They took the reed stick and struck him across the head. Isaiah says that they beat him so bad that he lost all human form. He did not even look like a man anymore. And when they finished mocking him, they took him and they led him out to Golgotha's hill. They called upon one Simon to help him bear his cross. They led him up to Calvary and they put nails in his feet. They put nails in his hand. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. And he died one Friday for your sins and for my sins. He hung there on that cross. From the third hour to the ninth hour. Night came over the land. The world began to reel and to rock until he gave up the ghost. He died, I tell you, that Friday for your sins and for my sins. They took him down and buried him in a ball tomb. He stayed dead all night Friday night. Stayed dead all day Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And because he lives, I'm not worried about what tomorrow brings. I know that my God is able to deliver. Whatever it is that you're going through, I encourage you to turn your life over to Jesus. You'll find mercy when you need it. You'll find grace when you need it. I heard him tell Paul in his ministry, my grace is sufficient. For whatever it is that you're going through, my God, his grace is sufficient. Just come. Just come. Give up your desire to save yourself. I tell you right now, you can't do it. I tried it. And I couldn't make it. The only one who can save us from us is the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Just come.
Amen. If you're not standing, please stand to your feet. The door to the church is open. We've been compelled this morning to just come. The good news is you can come just like you are. You ain't got to fix nothing up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. God will take care of you. Is there another? Is there another?
Good afternoon, Macedonia Baptist Church, to Pastor Minor and the entire church family. We have coming by Christian experience, Sandra Thompson.
Sister Thompson, please stand to your feet. Please stand to your feet. You come by Christian experience means that you have experience as being a Christian, that you know that you've been born blood washed by the blood of Jesus. You know that, right? Okay, when you trust that the Holy Spirit has led you to this church. Listen, we are super honored to have you. We thank God for you. We don't take it for granted. I'm going to ask that you go and have prayer Reverend Register. He's going to have prayer with you and have you fill out some information. And the first Sunday, we'll get you right here in the fellowship. Amen? All right. God bless you. God bless you. All right, church, come on, put your hands together. Give God some praise. The gospel has been preached. I think it was made plain. Just come. No matter what you're going through, where you find yourself in life, just come. Amen. Magnificent message by a magnificent preacher. It's time for us to give now. Amen. Amen. Listen, hey, he's sown into you spiritual things. You need to sow back into him. We want to be a blessing to him, so we're going to ask that you get your best gift. Please stand to your feet. I want everybody to come around, even if you have nothing to give. You still come around and bless this man of God for the word of his prayer. Please stand to your feet. Everyone, please. Please be obedient. Stand to your feet. Come from the rear of the church, please. Follow the directions of the ushers. Bring your gifts around.
Let us bow our heads in a moment of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, once more again, we come with our heads bowed and our hearts humbled. We come, Father God, thanking you for this preacher who has preached your word. We thank you for his due diligence in giving the gospel of Jesus Christ and living the gospel. We ask now, Father God, as he's been blessed, as he has blessed us, we ask you to bless this offering for him. It's in the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Ask everyone to stand at this time that we might be dismissed. I didn't tell the whole story. I guess there's some things you don't need to know, but
that's all right.
God is able. And he'll do the same thing for you if you just try him. And that's our prayer this morning. We're going to ask that everyone would take somebody's hand. And those who desire prayer, we're going to ask that you would come up front. Yeah, those of you who desire prayer, just come on up, come down. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal God, our Father, we come at this time to just again offer thanks for all of your goodness, for all of your mercy, and for all of your grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you gave your only Son to die for us, Lord, and we are eternally grateful for all that you have done through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We come, Heavenly Father, just asking now that you would continue to look down upon Macedonia Church family. We pray that you would continue to bless Pastor Minor and to strengthen him and to continue to allow your Holy Spirit to use him, that he might continue to feed us from on high. And then, Lord, we know that you know all things, that you have all power. You made us and you know all about us. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would answer the prayers of the saints here this morning. We pray that you would bless all those who are unable to attend, those who are on live stream. We pray for those who are in the convalescent homes and in the nursing homes and those who are at various stages of recovery at home. Lord, we're asking that virtue might go forth, that your healing power might touch somebody right now, Lord, and deliver them from whatever it is that ails them. We know, Heavenly Father, that all you need to do is speak a word, and it shall be done. And so, Lord, we're praying that you would bless every unspoken need, Lord, that is according to your will. Continue to bless our family. Enable us to be a light in darkness, that those in this community might see the light and that they might come and surrender their lives to thee. Lord, we know that you're able to draw. Again, we know that you have all power and that you can do all things. Bless our church family, Lord. Bless again those who are sick among us. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. And for his sake, let every heart say amen. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us henceforth, now and forevermore. Let every heart sing. Amen. Amen.